Good morning. Happy December. Happy Advent. I'm hoping as many of you as are able can remain after the worship service today to help put up Christmas decorations. Even though it's Advent, we are going to put up our Christmas tree and our other Christmas decorations following the service today. Announcements for this morning. The loose plate offering will go to support the Kendall County Food Pantry. If you wish it to be a part of the regular giving of the congregation, it needs to be in an envelope or somehow otherwise identified. You can look at the circle meetings this week and next week and days following. lifting up especially next Saturday, the Pleasant View Luther Home Christmas Party. With donations of cookies needed, kringlas have already been made, and we will gather again next Sunday for the second Sunday of Advent. And 3 weeks from today, the Sunday School Christmas program, Joy of Christmas, will be presented, and then a time of fellowship. We lift up thanksgiving for the current and mission giving received last week and pray continued support for the congregation. One other announcement down at the bottom there about the Prairie Singers in Concert next Saturday evening at First Presbyterian Church in Morris. And if you're interested in attending a live nativity scene, the information is at the top of the stairs for a live nativity taking place in Sandwich at one of our fellow Lutheran churches. And that's both Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon or evening. I forget the times, but the information is there. So you can take that in. They'll have a petting zoo and everything. So, other announcements for the day. Seeing none, we will begin with the lighting of the Advent wreath and then continue on with our confession and forgiveness. Let us pray. We praise you, O God, for this evergreen crown that marks our days of preparation for Christ's advent. As we have lit the first candle on this wreath, rouse us from sleep, that we may be ready to greet our Lord when he comes with all the saints and angels. Enlighten us with your grace and prepare our hearts to welcome him with joy. Grant this through Christ our Lord, whose coming is certain and whose day draws near. Amen. And now I invite you to stand as you are able to confess your sins and receive the forgiveness of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together the prayer of the day as we find it printed on the scripture insert. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. By your merciful protection, save us from the threatening dangers of our sins and enlighten our walk in the way of your salvation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
First reading comes from Isaiah chapter 2. The word that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many peoples shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." Here ends the reading.
The psalm appointed for this first Sunday of Advent is Psalm 122, which we'll read responsively by verses. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord."
Now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is built as a city that is at unity with itself.
To which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, the assembly of Israel, to praise the name of the Lord.
For there are the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you.
Peace be within your walls and quietness within your towers.
For the sake of my kindred and companions, I pray for your prosperity.
Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek to do you good.
The second reading comes from Romans chapter 13. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now, the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Here ends the reading.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. To you, O Jesus said to the disciples, "About that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have left his house, let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm sure you all know what this is. That's a smartphone. How many of you have smartphones? How many of you have your smartphone with you? Fewer. How many of your smartphones are turned off? Mine actually happens to be on. How about on silent? Yeah, now mine's on silent. Smartphones are a wonderful bit of technology. Now, I don't know about you, I use the calendar function, the calendar app on my. Any of you do that? Use your calendar app? Put in those important dates and hours, like the hymns for Sunday? That's why mine went off this morning at 9 o'clock or something like that. Or appointments. I do that. And then I set the alerts. Now, wouldn't it just be wonderful if we could take that calendar app, open it up. Oh, wait a minute. That's a report of hymns. Oh, okay. And open the calendar and put in there the day and the hour that Jesus would come back. And then set some alerts, like one maybe 24 hours ahead, and then maybe an hour ahead, just to be on the safe side. And then we'd hear the alert go off, and then we'd get ready. Be alert, to get ready, whatever that means, to get ready for Christ's return. You know, if we had that alert set, maybe we'd run to a church and start praying, or maybe do some fantastic, extraordinarily good deed. And if you think about that one, it really doesn't make any sense at all. If the world's going to end, why bother making some exceptional, grand gesture? The good news is that we do not and we cannot know when Jesus will return. That's good news. We don't have to worry about it. We just know that at some point in the future, he will return. And it will be a surprise. It will surprise everybody. But you see, Jesus' coming has always been a surprise. It's Advent. We're preparing for Christmas, the birth of Jesus. It was a surprise. Not many people knew about it. Mary, Joseph, Elizabeth. They're the only ones. Everybody could have known. It was promised in the Old Testament, but it didn't. They missed it. It was a surprise to the shepherds when the angel choir announced the birth. They didn't have any idea. And even in this gospel lesson, the Son of Man coming could just as well be interpreted as Jesus revealing himself on the cross, which is about to happen in a few days after this gospel lesson. That was a surprise. No one expects the Messiah to be hanging from a cross, and not everybody caught on to that either. The days are coming. The signs are being fulfilled, just as in Noah's day. Look at all the things that were happening then. People were eating and drinking, like now. Marrying and giving in marriage, like now. And then, you know, so on and so forth. They could have figured something was happening. The flood came as a surprise, but Noah had been there building that ark for quite some time, I'm sure, and yet they didn't catch on. It will be a surprise when Jesus returns. The point here that Jesus is making is that we are to always be ready for that return, that next coming, when the Son of Man will be revealed and all will be surprised. But more personally, we are to be ready for our end in this world. That's what's really necessary for you and me. To be ready when we come to the end of our lives. And here is where the story in the gospel is so reassuring. Being ready has nothing to do with what we might be doing at the moment either Jesus returns or we leave this world for eternity. We are just to be living our lives, doing the normal, ordinary things we are usually doing. And Jesus gives two examples that are really universal for his day. If you were a man, you were out working in the field or whatever. And if you were a woman, you were doing what women do, taking care of the house, grinding the meal, and so on and so forth. And when that's happening, maybe one will die and one will not. But it's not what these people were doing, and it's not what we will be doing, but what we believe, who we believe in, who do we put our faith and trust in. In fact, according to the next chapter of Matthew's gospel, no one is left behind. Everyone is taken. Remember that judgment scene with sheep and goats? Everybody's there being judged. So don't worry about being left behind. Not happening. We're all going. One way or the other, one place or the other, shall we say. But what we are to be doing in our daily living that prepares us for the end of our world, our world, is to live out our faith. Our faith is in God. Our trust is in God for our salvation. We believe that God in Jesus Christ has done all that's necessary to work the forgiveness of our sin, the rescue of our lives from the power of Satan and the world and even our sinful self, to work the assurance of life everlasting. For Jesus did all that by giving himself up for us on the cross. His dying gives us life. His resurrection becomes our certainty that our salvation is accomplished, completed, almost. We have nothing to contribute to our forgiveness, for our salvation, our eternal life, but to trust and believe in the promise of God and in the love of God. Then in response to God's love and God's grace and God's mercy for us, we are called to love others, to show mercy and grace to all in our daily living, in doing the usual things we do, doing the loving thing is to be our way of life. And by doing so, we will not need to go out of our way to be loving. We do not need to do extraordinary deeds. We are simply to see in others the opportunity to love God. Loving others, loving all, we love God. And then, when our life on earth comes to an end, we will be ready. Not fearful. Paul wrote to the Romans, "For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers." That's absolutely true. We're 1 minute, 1 day, 1 hour, 1 year closer to the end, either of our life or this world. We approach that and we anticipate that not with fear or dread, but with joy. For at that time, our salvation will be made complete. We will be welcomed into the house of the Lord. And as the psalmist says, we will be glad when the Lord comes and says, "Let's go into the house of the Lord." Be alert. Keep awake. Live your life. I mean, live it. Live out the love of God for you and your love for God and a life of love for the other. Because when we do that, we're seeing God and Jesus in the other. And we have no fear. No fear of judgment. No fear of sin. No fear of death. For all have been vanquished in Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes beyond all our human understanding strengthen us and keep us in this faith, now and forever. Amen. Thank you.
Living together in trust and hope, we confess our Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed as we find it on page 104. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. I invite you to join in the prayers of intercession as we find them on the back of the scripture insert. Keeping awake as we watch for Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Not knowing the day or hour of your coming, O Lord, the church cries to you. Strengthen the church in the land of Jesus' birth. Wherever Christians gather, empower them to proclaim love and defy the powers of sin and evil. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Not knowing the day or hour of your coming, O Lord, your creation cries to you. Sustain the balance of all living things. Protect the earth from drought, bitter cold, eroding coastlines, and fires and floods, that earth may flourish. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Not knowing the day or hour of your coming, O Lord, the nations cry to you. Bring justice to the marginalized, courage to peacemakers, wisdom to leaders, and hope to generations who have only known conflict, oppression, or poverty. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Not knowing the day or hour of your coming, O Lord, your people cry to you. Comfort those separated from loved ones by distance, estrangement, or loss. Help us as we care for others and rely on others' care, especially for those whom we name before you in our hearts. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Not knowing the day or hour of your coming, O Lord, this congregation cries to you. Guide our worship service and outreach, that our hearts and hands may be opened in generosity toward others. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Not knowing the day or hour of your coming, O Lord, we remember those whose days on earth have ended, who live now in your eternal love. Remind us of their faithful witness, that their example might inspire our daily living. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You hear the cries of our hearts, O Lord. Fill us with hopeful expectation that in each day and hour we may love and serve our neighbors. In Jesus' name, amen. Peace of Christ be with you always.
Also with you.
Please greet one another with a word of peace. Russell. The Lord is with me. Peace of the Lord is with me. The Lord is all happy. The Lord is with me. Me. Peace of the Lord. The Lord. Lord's peace with all of you. Let us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and ever-living God. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes again to judge the world in righteousness. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, comes in the name of God. night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took the bread, broke it, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, blessed it, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and drink you all of this. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord, remember your children in your kingdom and teach us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Come to the banquet, for all is now ready.
The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed.
may this body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen us and keep us in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.